Softies by J.D. Woods. Freddie threw the ball wide and I chased it to the tree near the front gate. On the road behind the tree a man was standing. He was looking at a white stone near the gatepost. I stopped dead. He was a stranger. Our farm is well away from the main road, so strangers don't often stop at our place. He had a short, trim beard, red streaked with white, and an old felt hat with 10 corks bobbing down on string. A rolled swag slammed across his back, and a bike leant against the fence.
"Keep tooks on your farm, lass," he said in a
pass-the-time voice. His eyes hardly noticed me, but kept wandering from the farmhouse to the range behind it, then down the slope to the creek with its lace edge of she-oak, and the gun-lined road angling off over the hill to town. "Yes," I managed to say, but he didn't seem to hear me. He lifted his bike off the fence and was about to mount when his eyes lit on Freddie, limping towards us.
I said lit, and that's what I mean. It's just the right word for it, of course. I'm used to Freddy, as much as anyone can ever get used to Freddy. Seeing him every day, I don't take much notice of him really, and treat him just like any other little brother of five. But grown-ups always stop and look at him, and look again. He has the face of an angel.
Angel.
Mummy says the eyes that would... Mummy says, and eyes that would melt concrete.
That's going too fast.
Then his legs being in irons because the bull trot on his foot, well, he's not like the rest of us. The stranger stared at him, hard as if he were pulling Freddy to pieces and putting him together again. Then he wheeled his bike through the gate and slowed across the yard to Popper, who was collecting the eggs in number 2 hen house.